Ken Lesser, delighted to be your host again and excited to bring forth value as we get started with this new year. Oh boy, are we in for a treat. You know, we make a commitment here at Advanced Living Radio to bring you stuff that makes your life better and to do it in an easy fashion. I pray every day, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so that we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Wow, that's a big enough aspiration. I'll be busy the rest of my life trying to fill that one. And for this week, oh, are we in for a treat. Yes, we have Kim Edstrom. And what you got to know, folks, the power of rehearsing, of scripting. If you've been around The Secret or seen some of the positive thinking, they know that, oh, it's so important to get clear on things. Well, we have a guest today, Ms. Kim Edstrom, who has 20 years of background working with media. I mean, she has been a media personality, a motivational speaker, an executive producer, and just doing stuff at a high level, getting primetime series for network affiliates in major markets across the country, and she's also done work as a life coach, because one of the key factors for her is so important is to use her same skills that she uses to create great television to help people reprogram their lives. And one of the things she says is that she loves nothing more than to help get people unstuck, to get their lives on track. And so we haven't thought about this idea of actually a script. I mean, we know if we were thinking of a TV program, we know that there's a script for a movie, a TV program, but what's this stuff about a script for our lives? Well, get ready, folks. We're going to bring Kim on and find out just how to script our lives for more fun and adventure and success. Welcome, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. And boy, I'll tell you, I'm all excited just hearing the intro to your show, Ken. I mean, that is very inspirational, and what a noble cause. But yeah, it seems like you've got a very wonderful way of communicating, really, what each one of us would like to do in our lives, what you're doing with this show, which is, you know, we're all busy. We'd all love to have a better life and improve and sort of raise the bar, if you will, but nobody's got the time to do it. So as I was listening to the intro to your show there, I thought, boy, that you're doing a great job of expressing what we all feel, which is, boy, we'd love to get there, but is it going to be too painful in the process? So,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, absolutely. Take us along with you, and I hope to be part of that process for you here today.
Well, I'm appreciative, Kim. Now, when we think about it, sometimes people, with the idea of something being scripted, there's like a fear that it's not genuine. because we see on TV programs people acting and not being really genuine. And I want to dispel with your help that you know, creating a live script is really a very genuine and important thing to do.
Oh, that's a great point, you know, Ken, because I think, you know, in backing up the process here, this whole thing, my the thing I do that is most fun, beyond producing television shows, beyond I'm the director for John Wooden Leadership. We're also inspiring people for the teachings of the famous coach John Wooden. All of these things are exciting, but the most fun for me is this thing that I do called Produce Your Life. And the concept came from years and years of producing, creating, and hosting television programs on health and wellness and all sorts of things. And as I'm doing these television programs and producing them, I'm thinking, wow, the same exact things that I'm doing to produce these television shows are the same things that we should be doing to produce our lives. But most of us don't. You know, and you look at the time. I was thinking, boy, the time and the effort that goes into the scripting and the creating and the production and all of this with a television show is a lot. And you look at the amount of time that perhaps we use in producing our own lives or taking the effort and the time to do something with our lives to advance it to the next level. And for most of us, we're too busy to ever really get that job done. So what I've done is taken these same things that we use to produce a television show and converted them to a fun, exciting process that anyone can use to get to the next level, to get where they want to go. And the beauty of that, getting back to your concerns about scripting your life, the beauty of that is that, you know, for each one of us, Ken, that can be very different. For me, I may be looking at my life and thinking, gosh, you know, I would like to take my health to the next level. I'd like to lose that 10 pounds or get physically fit. And right now, that's the script that I'd like to write that's genuine for my life. Someone else may have a script of finding the right person and being in love and finding their soulmate or their life mate. And you can have lots of different subplots in your overall script. But what I try to do is to help people break it down to bite-sized pieces so that we can write a script for now that meets your needs, your genuine needs as to where you want to go. And the scripting part of it comes in really kind of naturally because everyone knows, and it's been confirmed and documented, that if you get serious about deciding and writing something down and firming it up in your mind and on paper, that you're more likely to get it. I don't know if you're familiar, Ken, with the Harvard goal-setting study. Have you heard about that?
Would you please bring that on?
Absolutely. It's called the Harvard goal-setting study. That's G-O-A-L. And this is fascinating. They took a look at all of the graduating people from Harvard in the master's classes, and they asked them a couple of questions. They said, do you have your goals for your life as you're graduating? Do you have goals, number one? Number two, are they written down? And number three, do you have any steps that you're going to take to get there? So 10 years later, they came back. They took the poll, and they came back, and 84% of the people, probably not surprisingly, said, you know, I don't really have any specific goals, but I kind of know where I want to go, but I know I don't have specific goals. 13% said, yeah, I have specific goals that I'd like to achieve, but I don't have anything written down. 3% said, I have goals, they're written down, and I have some thoughts and some steps that I'd like to take that I think are realistic in terms of achieving those goals. So 10 years they come back later and they poll these exact same people. The 13% who had goals but didn't write them down were making twice as much as the 84% who didn't really have specific goals. So they were making twice as much just because in their mind they had those goals sort of delineated, here's what I want to achieve. Mm. But the amazing part of the study was that the 3% who had the goals, had written them down, and had some steps that they were going to take to get there, were making 10 times as much as the other 97% combined.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, this isn't just talk. This isn't just like, oh, write something down, and then you're more likely to achieve it. Oh, positive talk and positive thinking. No, this is documented evidence, you know. This actually works. And so some people may say, well, you know, It makes me kind of nervous to talk about goals, and it doesn't sound like that much fun. And that's why we, you know, I've converted this to something that is fun. You know, you're looking at your life and thinking about, I'm going to write the script for the rest of my life. You know, the journey begins here. What would I like to have happen? If you know, Darren Star, the famous Hollywood TV producer, created Sex and the City and Melrose Place, if he came in right now, Ken, to your life and said, all right, Ken, what do you want? I'm going to buy the rights to the rest of your life, and I'm going to write it, and that's going to be your television series. You know, what changes would you like to make? What information would you give to Darren Star so that he would write the script that would properly convey the life of your dreams? And that's what we're all trying to do.
Wow. Now that's exciting. Plus, I understand, Kim, you've offered to tantalize some of our listeners if they're willing to call in to actually help walk them through some of the key steps.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
Well, let me give out
the phone
numbers.
They get a free session, Ken.
I'll tell you. Here we go. In the U.S., our toll-free number, 877-876-5227. For the U.S. and our friends north of the border in Canada, 888-815-9756. And for the rest of the folks all over the world, 530-876-3222. Call in and get some help from Kim to script your life for success and fun.
That's right, and as we're hopefully talking with someone about scripting their life, the fun thing is that if you're just listening along and don't want to call in, but you can go through this same process, and really it's once you get started, the nice thing is the part that I like best about producing your life is that it isn't when you get to the finish line. The payoff isn't when you get all the trudging through the process and then you get to the finish line and then, oh, there, now I'm happy and I feel better. No. When you start focusing on what you want and start seeing this as a reality, start projecting this on your mental screen and seeing it and start the process of taking steps, small steps, to making that happen, your whole body chemistry changes, Kenneth, because you're suddenly you're excited again. You're not just kind of drudging through and getting the laundry done and getting to job and doing work. You've got this other part of your life where suddenly you're saying, you know what, that dream that I had, maybe that isn't dead after all.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this can start small. Maybe I can take this and really convert it into something that's going to be a significant part of my life so that when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I can't wait to do this, and, gee, I got to plan that, and won't that be fun? And if you're not thinking that now when you wake up in the morning, if you don't have some part of your life where you're excited, where you're thinking forward, where you're planning and scheming and trying to figure out this puzzle as to how you're going to get this achieved or help that person or advance this part, if you don't have that, you know, I think it's really a missing part of each and every one of our lives if we don't have something that's vibrant, that's alive, that we're working toward.
Yeah.
And so that's the exciting process, is that once you start it, you're already in the... Your life changes from what it was because you're now engaged on something that's actually fulfilling to you, not just kind of going through the process. You know.
Now, one of the things that that is kind of tantalizing me is the prospect that when we're having you help in coaching us and sharing with us, that you have been around through media all these years, lots of people who have, compared to the average person, they've made their lives very successful.
Oh, yes.
And I'm guessing, too, that in interacting with them, you've become privy to some of the things that they're doing that have helped them to become successful.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, that's the exciting thing. And I think that all successful people, Kenneth, I think have something in common, which is they have a plan. You know, very seldom are we just sort of drifting out at sea without a paddle, without going in a direction. Very rarely do we ever get to some place of significance. I analogize that to reality television shows where you just kind of put a bunch of people in the room and you just kind of see what happens, you know. Not a lot usually happens, you know.
Right. Kim, I think we may have a caller on the line. Hang on just a second. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, welcome, and what's your name?
I'm Helena.
Helena?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome, Helena.
Hi, Helena.
Do you have a question for Kim, or just a desire for some general fun coaching for your new year and your life?
Yeah, a real desire for some fun coaching, because I try to keep lifting myself up, but, oh boy, I can use some help.
You know what, Helena? I think it's, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you're where you are, because what you're expressing is what I think a good part of the country is expressing at this point. A lot of people are completely overwhelmed financially. It's putting stresses on relationships. It's putting stress on every part of their life. And so a lot of people are, whew, exactly there. So number one, welcome to the party. Number two, absolutely. You know, the first thing to do, I think, Helena, is to take a look at your life, and everyone else that's listening as well, just kind of step through this same process with us. Take a look at your current life and sort of ask yourself, you know, how did I get here? And what is it about my current script that I'm not crazy about? What is it that I like, and what is it that I don't? There's probably parts of your life that you're happy with. And then there are other parts, and you think, wow, I really want to change here and here and here. So let's pick one of those areas, and at home, do the same thing if you haven't called in. You know, decide in your head very specifically, where is it that I want change? And maybe be a lot of areas, but now let's just start with one so we really get some combustion on that area. Start with one and decide, okay, where is that area? What do I, if I got to choose one place to make significant change, what would that be for you, Helena?
Career.
Okay, fantastic. So here's the thing. We're going to start thinking like a producer, Helena. You're going to become a television producer here for this next few minutes. And what, you know, you're going to become a producer, and a producer of a television show does several things. Number one, they acquire or write a script. They create that combustion necessary, that, you know, the very word producer, you know, you say that word and you think, well, they're producing. They're getting something done. So you're going to shift from kind of a state of helplessness or a state of being stuck into a state of, all right, I'm going to move. I'm going to create combustion and energy here. So that's number two. There are things that producers do to pre-produce the script. The things, people, places, and events in motion so that you actually get the job done. And then you greenlight the deal. You make sure that you leave nothing to chance. You track it down. You find out what needs to get done, what calls need to be made, who you can contact. You get specific in terms of how am I going to get from where I am to where I want to go. And then a good producer delivers the goods. You make those calls. You follow up. You get the job done. You go in. You think of clever ways to create that new opportunity. And then a good producer, when they're all said and done, now let's say we've got you in that new job, now you're going to look at the next part of your life. But for now, you're going to plan the sequel and produce that script. But for now, let's start at the beginning here. You want to have some sort of a new career. You want to forge forward. What are you doing currently?
Currently, I'm writing a newsletter, two newsletters a month in travel, and I'm also working part-time at a retail store.
Okay. Do you like any of those things that you're doing?
The newsletter's to a point, but I've been so strapped financially because there's just not enough money coming in. And the retail store, I could give or take.
Okay. And so do you like the writing process?
Sometimes this is not that much fun because I'm really just getting bits of information. So it's not all that creative.
Yeah, you'd like probably to have a little more in-depth, a little more of a creative outlet for your talents.
Yeah, and well, ideally, my goal is to just live a life where all my work is creative, you know, and there's that freedom with it. And part of it would be singing, doing a cabaret act, and working, and also including environmental resources and environmental message in the cabaret act. And I want to continue writing, but I'd like to do more creative writing.
Okay. So let's back it up. So you are a singer?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have an act currently?
I do not. I've been piecing it together here and there, but not feeling momentum to do it.
Okay. And so, and then the other thing that you'd like to do is maybe teach writing?
No, not teach, but do more creative writing.
More creative writing, okay. And yes. And then was there one other thing you wanted to incorporate the environmental message into your act?
Yeah, into the music act, yeah.
Okay. And then was there one other thing that you mentioned?
Well, probably even produce these cabarets or produce this on a larger scale and really marry the two, the entertainment with the environment, with the greening.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, kind of an interesting concept, isn't it, with everybody going green and that whole thing happening across the country.
So yeah.
It would be kind of an interesting, and is there comedy also? Is it a cabaret that would invite dancing, singing, comedy, or is it just
yeah,
singing?
I'm thinking that it could encompass everything. I mean, I could start out solo, but, you know, then end up producing bigger programs, you know, that would encompass, you know, just different types of entertainment where it wouldn't just be singing.
Okay. So let's say, okay, now you're going to write this, you're going to now start, and at home, the same thing. So she's mm-hmm. liking to do something with her singing talents and maybe a cabaret and then producing this. So at home, be thinking, what is it for you? What is that part and where do you want to go? And as we talk with Helena about what she's doing, then apply the same thoughts and skills to what you're wanting to do. So the first thing to do, it sounds like you've, again, kind of, you're sort of in that, we talked about the Harvard goal-setting study, you're sort of in that 84% that said, yeah, I have some thoughts about what I want to do, but I haven't really gotten them firmed up. Is that pretty much where you are at this point?
I've written a bit, but we can put me right there on the 84%.
Yeah, shift immediately from the 84% to the ones who were making twice as much money, the 13% who wrote them down. So mm-hmm. what needs to be done is you need to see this in its end state, and, you know, mm-hmm. of course, this goes back. It's nothing new. We've been talking about the law of attraction, you know, setting goals, mm-hmm. believing it to be so and having it happen. First, what we've got to do is to get this very firm in its end vision. So it sounds mm-hmm. like the end vision for you is a producer of cabaret acts that also has mm-hmm. an act or two and maybe sponsoring others and creating others as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound kind of like what you're looking to do?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ideally, in your dream, that would be how you would make your primary income and be successful.
I mean, I'm going a little bit between the producer and the performer, but I'm not sure. But definitely both are in there.
So you'd like to? I'm sorry, you said you'd like to produce and perform?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you had any experience in? Have you been out singing anywhere? Have you performed professionally in any capacity?
In the past, I have a bit, but I haven't recently. But I am in contact with actually some good people in some circles that can add. It's just been me. I've been not having the drive to go and take those next steps. I mean, they're all baby steps, but
good.
Just to do them, you know.
Good. No, that's great. Okay, so. So first thing that has to happen, that you have the opportunity to have happen, is that you're going to sit down and you're going to see that end picture. So
mm-hmm.
for you and for everyone at home at this point, what I want you to do is we're just going to take a couple of minutes, and this is probably the most important part of this whole thing, is getting very clear mentally and having the vision. So I want you to see yourself right now. Everybody just for a moment, so relax in your chair, wherever you are. Take a deep breath way into the bottom lobes of your lung and fill the top and hold it for a moment and just everybody relax, kind of shake out your hands and just let the whole day go. It's a beautiful Saturday, wherever you are. And just take another deep breath and just let all the tension and the worries, financial, relationships, all let them just sort of drift away. Just let them float away. For right now, we just want to take a little break. We just want to completely relax every part of the body and just feel every muscle in your body completely going limp, as if you cut the strings on a puppet and then just everything just fell, and just feel, oh, wow, it was really tight there, and that feels good, and feel your neck, every muscle relaxing in your head between your eyes. Take another deep breath and just breathe in oxygen, cleansing, relaxing oxygen and just allow it to flow over every inch of your body, getting completely and totally at peace with where you are just at this very second in your life, not thinking forward and behind. And just relax into it and enjoy that feeling that we don't have because we're just constantly rushing around. And now in this state, I want, in your mind, I want you to project on this beautiful, high-definition, widescreen television every detail of what it is that you want to accomplish. And this is a current episode that's running right now. It's already been accomplished. And we're seeing you, and you're seeing your new production up there on the screen. It is a reality. Where are you? What are you doing?
You know, I'm seeing it in two different places. It's funny. And in one, like I'm doing the Green Cabaret in a really little place in Manhattan. And in another, I mean, it's a huge stadium.
Great. Great. Well, let's take the whichever one you prefer, but let's start in a realistic sense. Let's take this venue where you'll be in a cabaret setting in New York,
mm-hmm.
and see that and actually picture the venue that you're going to be in,
mm-hmm.
and what you're going to be wearing.
Hmm.
And who you'll come in contact with. And now we're getting ready for the setup. This is an ongoing thing, and this is one of many. And at home, the same thing. See yourself, visualize yourself, actually doing and having that which is your goal, that which is your new script. See that. So, Helena, for you, you're in this cabaret. You're getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ongoing show.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching yourself go through this, and you're very successful. People are coming back two and three times to see the same show. They're bringing other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing her. You're smiling. Right now, and at home as well, feel the feeling of how that's going to feel when you're in that spot. Everybody's rushing up. Helena, this, I want to talk to you. We need a show down here. Hey, we're looking. We'd like to do a big stadium event. Okay, great. We'll talk after the show. And you're walking around. You're getting it set, and you're talking to your players. You're getting this ready for the production to begin. Everyone's excited. You hear the crowd noise, and they're exciting, the clinking of the glasses, and the, ladies and gentlemen, and the, for your viewing pleasure this evening, and it's coming up, and it's real, and the energy in there is, you can just feel it, and it's all your doing. You created this from the beginning, from the start. You conceived of it, you saw it, and now, boom, it's exploding across the nation, this environmental cabaret show. Everybody's the rage. And you, from your own brain and efforts, created this, and now it's a reality. How does that feel to you, Helena?
You know, surprisingly, it feels extremely like, it's not even like vavoom. It's like this really calm, beautiful thing.
Fantastic.
It's really lovely. And it's funny, there's a song, Candor and Ebrode, called It's a Quiet Thing, you know, when you really get to the place you want to get and you think bells are going to chime in, but it just feels like this really beautiful, centered, quiet, lovely thing.
Wow, that is, you know, that is so great because it's just resonating with your soul, isn't it? It's you. It's the real you. This is what you were meant to do and have and be and experience and create and give back to the universe is this. And so when you get that feeling, it's your internal body's mechanisms feeding back to you, this is right for you. Go, pursue, do. Yes, you're on the right track. So that feeling that you're having, I want you to take this now and put the very favorite part of that clip that you're seeing, and for those who are listening, do the exact same thing, whether it's reuniting with a loved one that you've been estranged from, getting back financially and having the money that you want and need and deserve, getting the weight off, achieving great health where you're not huffing and puffing when you're walking, whatever it is, see yourself at that end state. And I want you, Helena, and everybody at home to put that, see that up on that mental screen, visualize that, and see that playing on that beautiful big screen television, high def in your head. Take your favorite 7 seconds from what we've just talked about, from what you're visualizing, your favorite part of that, and put it on a loop, which means it starts playing, and then when it gets to the end of the 7 seconds, it starts playing again. So you would just see this continuously, and it would play, and see the colors, see the outfit, see the color of the curtain when it opens, and it's purple velvet, and there's beads on the bottom. Hear the microphone and the feedback from that, and the people laughing and having they're getting ready to listen. See that and play that in your head for 7 seconds. And every detail, try to get as specific as possible in seeing that you want to see. And put it on a loop. And then what you're going to do is to take this loop, and every single day you're going to be taking that loop and you're going to be playing it, if you can commit to it, you know, 5 times a day. This is less than a minute. So if you get up in the morning, first thing, I want you to run that loop for 7 seconds. See yourself in that cabaret and the 7-second loop of your desired goal, the end point, the end of that script, already achieved. And I want you to do this. Can you commit to doing that 5 times a day, Helena?
I think even I can.
Because here's the thing. Let's just even map it out. You say, well, 5 times a day, I could do it maybe when I get up. So do it when you get up. When you're brushing your teeth, it's 7 seconds. Do it again.
Yeah.
When you're walking out to your car, do it again. Mm-hmm. If you're in an elevator, do it. Do it 5 times a day, because if you're not worth less than a minute a day of helping yourself get you where you want to go, then, boy, I think you need to have a talking to with yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you are worth it, right?
Yes.
So that would be, all right, so let's just, so first we're going to start with that. We're going to just very simply, we're going to run that, because I know we've all had places in your life, and Helena, you've had places, I'm sure, where you start thinking something and even saying something, and then that thing that you've said or been thinking about comes to pass. Have you had that happen?
Yeah, I have.
I know, we all have.
Good and bad, you know? Yeah.
Good and bad, exactly. Yeah. So my greatest bad example of that is that I ride up this hill on my bike every day for exercise, and I just love it. And I live in La Jolla, California, and I love La Jolla.
Oh, lucky you. It's gorgeous there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And so people have asked me many times, listen, how do you want to die? Kind of a morbid question, but for some reason, you know, when some national disaster comes up and they'll say, oh, gosh, you know, would you rather this, or would you die in your sleep? Mm-hmm. How would you like to die? And to kind of just turn it into a bit of levity, I'll say, well, for me, I would like to be in my La Jolla, what I love so much, La Jolla, California. I'd like to be walking along on a beautiful day and look down on the street and on the cement, you know, in the pavement, see a $100 bill, and as I go down to pick it up, I would like a car to come by and boom, take me home like that. You know, and I'm sorry for the car driver, but for me, then I wouldn't even know he was coming, and here was this happy. So I said it just as a joke. But I said this maybe, I mean, in my lifetime, I've probably said it 5 or 8 times, you know, and maybe 10 or 15 times. You'd think I'd be more clever and think of something else. But anyway, that's what happened. So, you know, a few months ago, I'm riding up my bike on Mount Soledad, and I'm almost to the top, and it's straight uphill. And at the top of this hill, there's a cross. It's a very sort of majestic view. And I'm just getting to the top, and I'm almost to a stop on my bike. I'm just pedaling, and I'm standing up on the pedals. And in the middle of the road, I see something that looks like money. And I'm thinking, well, that's got to be one of those little advertisements, you know, where you open it up and it says, you know, oh, need quick cash, go to Joe's Pawn Shop or something, you know. And I'm thinking, well, it's got to be one of those silly advertisement things. But anyway, I get a little closer, and I'm looking, so I ride over closer to the middle of the road and closer. And I'm now in the middle of the road. I look down. I reach down. As I'm reaching down, I swear to you, it is $100 bill, but it's not just one. There's another $100 inside that $100, and there's a $50 inside that. $250 is sitting in the middle of the road, and as the tiny synapses of my brain fired off, and I realized what was happening—that I was in the middle of the road, reaching down to pick up not one but $250—I threw my head up, and sure enough, a car is coming right at me because it was right on a corner. And I jerk my bike, and I'm hopping on one foot to pull the bike to the side of the road, and I sit down. I'm holding the $100 bill. I'm out of breath because this car had to swerve to not hit me. And I realized what I had drawn into my life. No question about it. Have you ever heard of anyone who found $100 in the middle of the street? I haven't. You know, and so for me, it was just a very clear personal wake-up call to say, you know, be very careful with your thoughts, and more importantly, focus them on what you want. So with our seven-second loop, that's the first step of what we're going to do. We're focusing our thoughts over and over again on what we want, and we're seeing this clear visualization of the end product, of where we want to go, of what we want to accomplish. So that's step number one. So are you in for that? Can you do that?
Yes.
All right, number one. So number two, the thought would be, that's all fine and well, but thinking about it, sometimes, like with my $100, you know, yes, it can snap right into being, and there's the $100 in the middle of the street, but the other thing is, we much more productive if now we're going back to the Harvard goal-setting study to get to that 3% who were 10 times as successful as the rest. They not only visualized it and wrote it down, but they had a bit of a plan as to how they were going to get there. So now let's just put a couple of very simple producer steps. Let's get a little production plan here going for you, a little script as to how then you're going to take the first step. So you mentioned that you had some people, Henelina, and with you at home, now be thinking with the goal that you wanted to create, that you're thinking, this is where I'm going. I've got my 7-second loop. I'm seeing that now, Kim, and I've committed to my 5 times a day to put that in my brain. Good. Mm-hmm. Now think of what action step you can take this coming week, and let's everybody commit to 2 action steps, that's not too much, that you can take that will forward the vision that you have. So you mentioned that you knew some people in the cabaret business, Helena?
Yeah, in music, yeah. There's actually 2 different guys that can help. So this week I would say to learn 1 song, and number 2, to contact one of these guys.
Fantastic. So we're going to learn, that's important. We need to get our act together in this case, because you're going to take your show and get it on the road. Your story is great because you're literally producing a production here. This is going to be your production. So you've got to get it to where you think it's good enough, and let's back that up. Let's get that song done. And in fact, wouldn't it be great to get 2 or 3, but for right now we get that 1. And then maybe you've got somebody with a video camera that you know that can tape this for you, and so that you can see it back, and then maybe you can play this for someone else, maybe one of your music friends, and say to them honestly, is this good enough to go on the road? And if not, what do I need to do? Because we must have a product. A producer must have a product that's going to deliver, because if you take something that's not ready for primetime players to the road, then you're not going to land it anyway. And sometimes we know that, and sometimes we need some coaching and some help to get there. So the first thing would be, let's look at that product. You get it to where you're happy. Get it on, get it a video. Do you know somebody that's got a video machine or some sort of a home unit that you can just tape that on and show it to people?
I don't, but I think with like these 2 guys specifically, I can meet them in person and just kind of run it by them and do it, you know.
Okay. That sounds good. And show them the act, because you want to make sure that sound. And then if it isn't, if they have some advice, then be asking people for art. Great. Who can I go to? Mm-hmm. Who's a person that could help me with my singing, with the act, with knowing? Mm-hmm. And one great thing to do is to find out, do you know anybody who's actually currently producing a cabaret act, Helena?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, you know, the greatest thing to do would be, number one, just start going to cabaret acts. And asking the people who are producing them, how did you get this started? How did this come about? Mm-hmm. Now, where did you begin? What was your journey? And, you know, here's mine. Could you take a look at it and see what's going on? So that would be a great way to start actually forwarding the motion, getting in that scene. Are there places around you where you can actually go to acts and see this same sort of thing that you're trying to produce?
Yes.
Okay. So this week, what can you commit to do? Can you call the producer people?
This week I can actually probably learn two songs and call two of the guys and get going on that.
Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah.
And then also...
And one guy...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, one guy works in music, but he also works on some very big activism things, including environment. So, yeah.
Oh, neat. Yeah, so he might have some ideas for you and some forward motion on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But it's up to me now to really, literally get my act together.
Yeah, that's right. And let's not make it so general in terms of getting our act together, because that sounds, for me, it's like, oh, gee, me too, everybody in some areas.
Yep.
Like, yeah. But let's get really specific. No, I'm going to get those songs where I'm happy with them, two of them, where I'm happy with them and feel like this would be a good litmus test. Have I got something here? I mean, is this something people are going to watch and come and see? And then get some advice from people in terms of, yes, no, you got to work on this, you need to incorporate something else. That would be a great starting point. And then also, just get out there to where the sort of thing, something in the same family as to what you're wanting to produce, is currently ongoing. Smell it, be there, feel it, get the energy of it, put yourself in there. When you're watching the show, see yourself up on stage, you know, immerse yourself in, here's the lifestyle, this is where I want to be, and then ask those people who are currently doing it, you know, how can I do what you're doing? Any ideas for me? Because anybody will give you 5 minutes of their time.
Yeah.
You know, anybody will help you if you say, listen, because it Teddy Roosevelt, you know, had a great line, do what you can where you are with what you have. That's what we're talking about here. So right now,
that's so good.
You know, right? You're busy with this other stuff. You're doing this, but you're going to do what you can. What is it that you can do? You can get two songs as nailed as you possibly can get it. Watch yourself in the mirror. Somebody, I promise you, somebody that you know has a videotape machine that's sitting in their closet and has been for 2 years. Just ask. Start asking. When you start asking, doors start opening. Hey, I'm just looking for somebody. I just need to borrow a videotape machine for just a week, just so I'm getting this song. I promise you that in one day, if you ask 10 people, do you know of anybody, that you'll find probably 3 out of the 10 will say, oh, sure. In fact, my sister's got one. She didn't even want it. She's just going to give it away. Or you can absolutely borrow it for a week. Because it's important, coming from a production standpoint, you need to see that, and somebody else needs to see that. It also gives you the opportunity to send it to people. Well, sure, just take me, send it to me, and I'll take a look, and I'll let you know what I think. So that would be a good place to start. Also, it would be really nice if you had a new title for this script of yours. If you had a title, what do you think that title would be for this new...
I would give it the title that actually I'm giving the project, which came to me. it's called Green Cabaret.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah.
I love it! Green Cabaret!
Isn't
that cute?
Wonderful.
I love it. That's very good. Sort of like Blue Cabaret, but green. That's adorable. How interesting. So you've got your title. You're going to, can you get at least the outline and just sort of the bare bones of this script together, Helena, where you've actually written maybe today or tomorrow, even if you just take 15 minutes, could you write sort of the beginning, middle, and then boom, there your end, and then you could even write the subplot, which is, you know, launching to the huge stadiums. But write that down, because don't forget about the Harvard goal setting study. It's great that we're talking, but now translate that to hard copy and have it where it's neat and you can see it and you can add to it at any time. But at least get a beginning, middle, end, and write that down. Put the title up there. Green Cabaret, starring, you know, Helena, and then write down as many details as you can from your 7-second loop, and write that below, because that's going to be something that you're going to want to expand on. But that's the power of this, is just getting a top-of-mind awareness, where then you can keep coming back to that And that very thought is going to open other doors and have people bring you ideas as to, hey, we have this thing, could you help out? And advance this at a much faster rate rather than just making a call, you know?
Yeah.
Also, then the other thing is, you're going to make those calls. Do one bit of research, if you would. Go online. Go to cabarets, you know, and take a look around. Just see, what do they have a website? What does it look like? It's just going to start expanding your mind to the possibility. And then the last thing I would challenge you to do is to write an end, to write the end date. When is this going to be completed? This will be, this project, this script will be finalized and finished as of, and put a date on it. You're going to contact these people this week, so you can write that down. I will contact two people, and I will write two songs. You're going to write that down and complete the bare bone outlines of my script. I will be reciting my 7-second loop in my head and aloud, if I'd like, five times a day. And I'm going to research for 15 minutes. I'm going to go online and I'm going to research other cabaret websites, information, ideas, and just kind of to get the process started and forwarded, because that's kind of a good start for getting excited and creating some motion. What we want to have happen here is we want to get activity. If you do what we just said, things will start happening. Doors will start opening, and you'll be like, oh, wow, well, fun. Well, sure, I'd love to come down. Could I do something in 2 weeks? I think so. Yes, okay. And all of a sudden, these doors are going to start opening so that then you'll be ready to take the next step. But you've been very specific on getting this first thing started. So I think that's a good plan. It's not too. Does that sound like a doable program?
It sounds doable. Just one question. It's a good time to write. I just finished my newsletter, so I'm just finished my deadline. I sent that in. And it's snowy here, and tonight and tomorrow is a great time to write.
Fantastic.
And when you say write the end date,
The end date meaning the end date as to when you're going to have your first performance of your cabaret act. When is that going to be?
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I love it.
Okay, there might be a little mini thing in March.
Right, good, fantastic.
At the beginning of spring with one of these guys. We'll see.
Good.
But it's up to me to get it together and to do it.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the universe loves speed, as everyone says, and so it's whatever you say it is. But there is a realistic amount of time of putting this together, of rehearsing, of getting it polished. So when you get, you know, this thing, the coaching that I do with Coach Wooden, the greatest basketball coach of all time, we teach his life efforts and his teachings. And, you know, he has this motto of, when you get your opportunity, you must be ready.
Yeah.
You must be prepared. You may get a cabaret opportunity, and there you'll be. And if you have done your homework and you've prepared, it could be your launching point, Helena. If you haven't, it could discourage you. You get, kind of shoot out the back door, no good, who knows. And it sort of is worse. It's worse than if you hadn't done it at all, because now you're discouraged.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Make sure by your March performance that you have done everything that you can to get ready. Ask others. Get advice. Get it on tape so that you can send it to somebody. Anybody's going to watch a 40 seconds of a song, and they'll give you some advice. Maybe you need to get some coaching in terms of your presentation or your singing or your whatever the case may be, but that's all just going to lead up to the performance in March, which will be your best effort. Good girl, I'm excited. And then there's a great line that I'll finish with you on, and that is just, it's Joseph Campbell's line, and it's just, be willing to relinquish the life that you've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for you. And that's, you know, that's kind of where you are at this point. You know, you kind of plan this life and you're doing this and doing that, but be willing to relinquish the life you've planned so as to have the life that's waiting for you. And it sounds to me like, you know, again, I don't know. I haven't seen your act. I don't know if you're phenomenal at cabaret or if you know what your talent skills are, but I see lots of things out there, and we all do. Some of them are phenomenal. Some of them are great. Some of them just have that panache and sass that makes you want to watch them. They may not be the best singer, but by gosh, you just love it. So whatever it is that you have to the table, for some reason, this is in your brain, and I don't think it's an accident.
Yeah. No, it's not. It could, because the whole green thing, I started with the green thing in travel in 95 and beating the drum on that, and then that finally came past. You know, first I was just called Tree Hugger and everything, and the green thing's very much part of me. The singing is very much part of me.
Yeah.
So it's coming from way inside.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. It really seems like,
hey, it's green, it's the cry of the moment. Nah, no.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, both are from the heart.
I love it. I think it's a very, I mean, anybody hears that in the industry and they go, huh, interesting concept. Very hip, very current. Is it any good? Let's take a look. Oh, she's got a tape.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. It's 2 minutes. Perfect. So you've got to get good enough that it spins their head around on that little demo tape. It's, they see that and they go.
That scares me a little bit, but I can't let that scare me and just keep going.
You what?
Scares me a little bit, the thought that, you know, you really need to be good enough, but, and obviously I do, but, you know, I gotta, like, not even pay attention to that and just keep doing.
That's right, because if we pay attention to the fear, we're never gonna do anything. If we just listen to the fear of if I'm good enough, I'm not, here's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Work very hard with the skills that you have. Ask people for help. Get as good as you can get, and then go with it.
Yeah.
But put the time in. Yeah. But don't be sloppy about putting the time in on the front end, because this is something you haven't done before. This is brand new. So you're going to be opening doors here, and you're going to get some opportunities. People will listen to this. What? You just talk to me and you say, Green Cabaret? What's that? That's interesting. Let me hear it. Let me see.
Yeah, the ears go up. Yeah.
You got a little perk, just like a dog. Those ears are going to go forward because you've got a cute concept, an interesting approach. Now is the... Is it real? Is there meat there? Is there substance? Is this entertaining enough? So now it's time to get busy on making sure it is and developing and honing those skills so that when you have your opportunity, you're ready for takeoff. And just like all of us in anything that we're doing, you've got to get ready. And I think that right now, tell me this, us talking about this and shifting into gear of actually making this a reality in your life, do you kind of feel a different energy right now?
Yeah, I do, because I've been like, I've just been in the sludge. I get down from the stuff I'm doing that I don't like, and then when I want to have the energy to do the stuff I like, I'm like, ugh.
Yes.
So, yes.
And so right now, you shifted from ugh to tell me, instead of ugh, describe your feeling right now.
Focused, wanting to move forward, wanting to write more, and then get started on this.
And when you see that vision of you in the cabaret up front, what does that make you feel like? Tell me that feeling.
Oh, it's very joyous because I see myself in the same black dress I've been seeing, and it's the rapport with the audience and all of us laughing together.
Fabulous.
You know, in between, because there's real communication, understanding between us.
Yeah,
wow,
I love
this. This is amazing, Helene and Kim. I want to make sure, Kim, that you get a chance to get your information out as we're down to the last couple minutes of the show.
Absolutely.
And wrap up with Helene
Helena,
in a loving way.
Helena, thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I would please call me because I'd like to hear. I want to hear the end of this story, and I'm happy to help you. What I do is my favorite thing, in addition to producing TV shows and doing and seminars, I love this. I like to help people get where they want to go, and help them get into gear and believe that they can be the producer of their lives. Believe that the dreams that maybe have gotten left behind along the roadside listen, let's drive back, pick up that dream, get it in, let's get this thing, let's get the show on the road. Exactly what you're doing now, Helena. So if there's anyone who would like help with that, I do something called Produce Your Life, and it's on a coaching basis. I do seminars, but I also do one-on-one coaching, and Ken's got my information, which he'll give, but it's really a process of individually finally saying, I'm tired of another year going on where I haven't done what? Gotten the weight off, reconciled with my sister, pursued that exciting opportunity that might turn into a career for me, whatever that thing is, cleaned my closets for once and all, they're a wreck, and why can't I find, whatever it is, because one thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing, and suddenly your life is a whole new production.
Now, and Kim, what is the contact information that so we can get this?
They can call. They can email me at kimedstrom.com. Kim Edstrom, KIMEDSTROM, at AOL.com. That's KIMEDSTROM, at AOL.com. Or they're welcome to call me, and my telephone number is 619-988-9605. And I can just sort of run through with you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We've reached the end of our program, and I just feel like we're getting started.
Oh, I know it. Oh, what fun. What fun we have.
Fun. You have tantalized us, and you've instructed us, and you've set Helene on a course for a wonderful, exciting life, which when news comes in, I want to share that with my listeners.
Absolutely.
So, Happy New Year to you, Helene. Kim, a blessed, wonderful year to you.
Thanks for having me, Ken. You've got a wonderful program.
Oh, thank you. And to all my listeners, tune in every week, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Advanced Living Radio. Until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now. Let's go.